Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is our resident quizzer, Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well, excited about this week's show, but first, let me clear up the challenge from last time. I said, start with the word denominator. Rearrange the letters, and you can spell a word for someone who often relocates, and a word related to navigation. What are the words?
So the person who often relocates is a nomad, and the word related to navigation is orient. All right, Ian, once again, the magic of radio allows me to be both in the studio with you and in Cambridge, Massachusetts for the annual MIT Mystery Hunt. No doubt I am knee-deep in puzzles of all sorts and will be for many, many hours to come. While I'm over in Massachusetts there doing that, I'll also be here asking you some questions, for which each correct answer is a two-word name, title, or phrase whose initials are M.A. While there are no exact beginning and ending points, what European historical period is commonly described as lasting from the year 500 to 1500, falling between the periods known as Antiquity and the Modern Period?
Middle Ages.
That's right. And some of the events that sometimes mark the end of the Middle Ages in various accounts are Columbus's voyages to the New World or the Protestant Reformation, which was 1517. Who is the I in this passage from Shakespeare's Julius Caesar? Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. The evil that men do lives after them. The good is oft interred with their bones.
I don't know if Marcus Aurelius is in that place, so I'll go with Mark Antony.
That is right. And another famous quote that has passed through the ages in various cliches and whatnot is when he says, "Cry havoc and let slip the dogs of war." After the Daughters of the American Revolution denied her permission to sing in Constitution Hall, who performed a concert on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial on Easter Sunday in 1939, 16 years before she would become the first African-American singer to perform at New York City's Metropolitan Opera, which she did 8 years before performing again at the Lincoln Memorial as part of the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom?
I know this.
I hope so. The name that you cannot bring to your mind is Marian Anderson.
Anderson.
The Presidential Medal of Freedom was reinstated in 1963, and Anderson was one of the 31 recipients of that new first batch. What geographical feature appears in the center of the current coat of arms of Armenia, surrounded by water and with a depiction of Noah's Ark resting on top of it?
Mount Ararat?
That is right. And finally, who is probably the most famous woman to have a quote about eating cake during a famine, which was more likely to have been about brioche, not cake, and most likely not said during a famine, misattributed to her, despite the fact that she wasn't in France at the time it was purportedly said?
Marie Antoinette.
That's right. Let them eat cake, which is, again, the translation is probably let them eat brioche. Well, Ian is going to go walk around the Lincoln Memorial for a little while and clear his head. How well did you do? Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can visit WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge.
Start with the phrase mess around. Rearrange the letters to spell a four-letter word and a six-letter word that each name a payment of sorts. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you then.